Hurricane Nicole landed overnight just south of Vero Beach on the east coast of Florida. It has since been downgraded to a tropical storm and is now passing over northern and central Florida. Nicole continues to bring high winds, storm surge, and drenching rains. For the latest, we have Jeff Huffman on the line. He's a digital meteorologist at Barron Weather. Hi, Jeff.
Hello, Scott.
What is the track of the storm now, and what impact will it have?
Well, Nicole is weakening quite a bit as it moves across the Florida Peninsula, and it's moving toward the Nature Coast, which is on the west side of Florida. It's about to make the turn to the north to the Big Bend and then cross the Panhandle into Georgia later tonight, early tomorrow morning. Still producing a lot of rain, a very strong onshore flow. The counterclockwise circulation around Nicole is still pulling in wave action, beach erosion, some surge, and heavy rain across all of the Florida Peninsula, pretty much north of I-4. And this is going to now extend north and east into Georgia, parts of South Carolina, North Carolina, some pretty heavy rain in the Appalachians. And that'll continue for the next 24 to 36 hours.
Okay, wind and rain, storm surge. Also tornadoes? Why is that?
Yeah, tornadoes are becoming probably the most significant impact of the remains of this system in the next 24 to 48 hours because of that onshore flow, very warm and humid air coming off the Atlantic Ocean, a lot of spin still left over in the atmosphere. Areas at greatest risk in the next 6 to 12 hours are southeast Georgia and coastal areas of South and North Carolina. And some of that tornado risk will extend into the mid-Atlantic states tomorrow as well.
Jeff, this is a very rare late-season hurricane, the first in November in almost four decades. Why is this so unusual?
Well, this time of year, you have stronger westerly winds in the jet stream pushing across the nation because we are transitioning, of course, into winter, and makes it a hostile environment for tropical systems. Even though the Atlantic and the Caribbean waters may still be warm enough for one to spawn, for it to move this far north and in particular affect the United States is unusual. It kind of takes the perfect gap or the break in those cold fronts and storm systems. We had that with Nicole. There are also some changing trends with our climate. Storms are tending to form earlier in the season and later. There's some new unusual motions that we're studying as well as it relates to climate change. So, this is a historic storm. It's only the fourth hurricane to make landfall in the United States in November. And the first one this late in the calendar year on the east coast of Florida.
Yeah, I read it's, by one measure, it's only the fourth in November since the mid-1800s, something like that. How does Nicole compare to other late season storms historically? I know Nicole is geographically a big storm.
Yes, and that is typical for a storm this late in the season because it takes on some extra tropical or subtropical characteristics, kind of a hybrid between what is a nor'easter and a hurricane. So it is a bit rare, but it's common this time of year for a storm to have those characteristics. Also, you know, the waters were a little warmer than average just off the east coast of Florida, which made it a little more easy to become tropical as it approached the coast.
Yeah, and you mentioned kind of climate change, unpredictable events. Should we not be surprised if we see these more frequently going forward?
I that is certainly something that's being studied. It's not surprising that these systems are starting to, you know, take on different characteristics, different motions. When it comes to this particular system, though, obviously the areas that were just hit by Ian were hit again. So that kind of exacerbated some of the impacts.
Jeff Huffman at Barron Weather, thank you.
All right, thank you.